Okay, we're at the end of Siman Chaf Aleph, Siv Zayin, and Siv Zayin in one Sif has I guess four issues that are somewhat controversial. And they're more in the Halacha L'maisa realm than, I mean, everything's Halacha L'maisa, but they come up. So we'll learn, there are really three parts to this one mechaber. The first part has to deal with the sibling relationship, L'gabi Arayis. The last part has to do with the parent-child relationship. And in between, the question of what age the Yisurim begin, the Shulchan Aruch swallows it in a few words. All three issues are issues that are somewhat controversial. The fourth issue is grandchildren, which is in the Beis Shmuel Yudalid, not in the Shulchan Aruch. So let's go in the order. It starts with a sister or a father's sister. Again, Chaf Aleph Siv Zayin. It starts with a sister or a father's sister. These are arayos to which a person has no interest, there's no taivas notion for these women. So the Mechaber says, HaMechabek oy HaMenashek achas my arayos she'ein libe shalodam nekfe aleyem. So clearly, Siv Zayin is a new category. It's an erva to which a person has no taiva, a levi shaladim naikfeala, and kagayin, a chayse hagadayla, like a sister once she's a gadayla. So clearly, a chayse haktana is mutter. Says right away, it means a chayse hagadayla, or a chayse aviv, or a father's sister, kiyaitse behem. Afo pishayin, like shuma no klal, even though he has no hanah, meaning no hanah, no taiva dika hanah from it. Now listen to the lashon. This is a quote of the Rambam. Harizeh, he says three things. Harizeh maguna biyaiser. How would you translate maguna? What? Disgusting, degrading. Okay, vile. I guess there's a very big difference between these words. Harizeh maguna biyaiser. And v'davar isahu, and umaisa tipshim. Is every dvar isur umaisa tipshim? What does he mean? This is such confusing language. It's maguna biyaser, dvar isur, umaisa tipshim. Is that extended language worse than saying asur, or better than saying asur?
Depending on the language of the Rambam, does the Rambam?
It's a quote of the Rambam. It's a quote of the Rambam, and it's not a quote of a Gemara. So the question is really what's going on here? What is the intention? You're explaining the language? The what? He means it's a foolish thing to do. Why does his sister want it? Well, your sister wants it. You have no from it, but the sister is interested. You go, you visit her, you haven't seen her in a long time, and she wants you to hug her. So what do? You tell her my satiption. So she says, okay, my satiption doesn't bother her. She knows you for a long time already.
You can extend your hand for a handshake. Instead of hugging.
That'll satisfy her. Okay, so I'll tell you the truth. It's a very controversial expression. Yeah. It clearly says dvar iser. It's very hard to say that it's mutter.
Why did he say dvar iser?
What?
Say dvar iser, period.
Why did you just say dvar iser? The Bach is bothered by the lashon. All the achrayim would talk about it. A lot of it is mistaiviv around the language of the Bach. Ramosha in the Truvan in Yeridei Chelek Beis to explain in Truvah Kuf Lamed Zayin, to explain what he explains is it's not an Issa Erva. It's not an Issa of Leisikruvu Legales Erva. A person has no taiva of Gili Erva to a sister. But Ramosha says it's a Harchaka. A person should not get used to tugging and kissing people that are also to them, and start making distinctions between people to whom he has a taiva, doesn't have a taiva. That's how Rav Moshe explains it.
The topic which is
narrow
is the
rice.
What is the
rice? But the Gemara brought that as derisa. Chibuk and nishuk. Chibuk and nishuk is the derisa of le sikruv legalei serva. We had at the beginning of the simon that that it's a derisa of le sikruv. By his sister. So what I quoted you was in the Igros Moshe. There he says it's Osir. He's really just coming to explain the Lashon. He wasn't asked what to do. He's coming to explain the Lashon. And as always, it plugs into this week's Parsha. Right? We have this week's Parsha. The Abimelech sees, looks through the window. V'hine Yitzchak Mitzatek as Rivka Ishtai, obviously his wife, right? He said, Achai Sihi. V'hine Mitzatek. Rashi says, Mishamish mitasai, which is very strange that a person should look through the window and see someone mishamish mitasai, especially we only do it at night, and by day only in the Bayis Ofel. So it's such a strange thing. Why doesn't Rashi say that he was hugging and kissing her? He realized it's his wife. So if he saw them in a romantic embrace, you have to see him mishamish mitasai. And the Reim asked, is the Kasha, why does Rashi jump that he's Mishamish Mitasai? It's a Raya that Achaisai, that would, which way? It's a Raya which way? What? It's a Raya, it could still be Achaisai if you saw them hugging and kissing. I mean, Abimelech never learned the Rambam. That's a good point. Abimelech learned the Rambam. You know what I say? Okay. Those Abimelech could be an Amoritz like us, and he could hold those.
Isn't this the case what we're saying now? Why the Gemara with the Amoraim when they, like I said last week, sitting on the dancing?
So that the Chakas Bechaikak brings, Chakas Bechaikak Ches, very tricky. In the Chakas Bechaikak, he says, Kagayna Chaisi Agdaila. It looks innocent, but it's hard. He says, "Hoda Amrina Perakam the Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel the Ula Menashek Lach Oisei Abeyadayu." Ula kissed his sister on her hands. Sadik Gomer Haya V'Yedei Abatzma Ishaloya V'Lidei Hira.
What's that?
What reason is
that? Doesn't answer.
It doesn't answer why. Because none of us come in here with a sister.
Tipshus, you know whatever it is, all these things are sister.
You mean it's a Maisa Tipshus? Why did he do it anyway? Okay. And besides that, we're all sure we're not going to. Why would they hear? Chazal tell us that. So it's a hard chalkas mechayka. I don't know. Same thing. So there, I understand you have to answer. But here, the answer is inadequate. That he won't come lead to anything. You don't come lead to anything. You mean a Ketana? I think it would be a Ketana. He wouldn't have to answer himself. So there are two Maramakaimis on this. One is Ramesha the Dibris Maisha, Mesefta Shabbos, and the Ha'aris on the first parak, the Sugya there of Richuk Me'erva. And in the Dibris Maisha, it's on page Kufyun Tes, I think it's Ha'ara Peches on the first parak. And he says that if the Rambam meant it's Aser, he would have written Aser. He says, Rambam, the Mechabik of Nashua Achai, said, Lo kosa stam Aser. And lo kosa maguna bi Aser. The Dover is my Satipshin. So he says, Shalei kosa devarim halolu bahalocha aleph bi Isser dechal arayas. It's not, I guess, it would sif aleph in Shulchan Aruch with all the other arayas. It's not an Isser Mamish, Shasu Chachamin. It's not an Isser Mamish. Kimish Shanemar Beloshin, Leich Leich Amri. It's an expression in the Gemara. Leich Amri Lenozir, Skar Skar, La Karma Lisi Kare. It's an expression in the Gemara. We tell a Nozir, don't walk through the vineyard. Where do we know that from Nach? How do you know from Shimshon?
The lion.
Shimshon was walking with his parents. And he killed the lion, and no one knew. How could it be no one knew if he was walking with his parents? So Chazal say they came to a vineyard, and the parents walked through the vineyard, and he went around, and therefore his parents weren't with him. But anyway, Rav Moshe Nimzon, that it's not an Issa Mamish, it's Leif Lechamrina. Purush Hashem, we're going to be Issa. Shehub, we're going to be Issa. Issa, Shudavar Issa. The fact that it's a Davar Magona, it's something that that a person should stay away from. Umaisa Tipshin, who Oitam, Lahaganai. Shosam Lassi Tabar, Shubaguna, Maisa Tipshin. That's also the things that I'm a good Maisa Tipshin. Does that mean you're allowed to cheer for the Yankees? It's also a good Maisa Tipshin.
I want to say something. So, quote of this, this is in Chabig Menashe, means of the touch of shake hands with real large.
It's the old question of shaking hands, the same shadow we had all along.
I've seen Chabig Menashe, although there's a kuvah.
Mechabek u'menashe means something that's mekarev le'erva, le'sikrevu. The shaking hands we mentioned is some because there's a dispute if shaking hands is mekarev le'erva or not. But, so Rav Moshe writes that it's not a davar isamamish, but he makes it very clear that it's osa l'maisa. Now let it do it, but it's not an isa erva. It's not a gedder of erva. By roya ishu isamamish, but shav shi isim shu davar maguna. Some that's an erva, you don't write the davar maguna. That's not a good thing to write. This is Ramosha writes. Ramosha's not the only one. Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Madani Shloimei, which are a collection of his letters. It's a letter written by him, not P.F. Shmua. There they bring Yichud to be miyachid with his sisters his mother. Machaisaviv with your father's sister is certainly awesome. He says Chibuk v'nishuk yesh b'zeh rak noyeg shel bitoy la'avas krayvim, like avas ish l'isha. There's no sense of a romantic relationship, and he says it's mutter. Ha'pu'ula shel chibuk v'nishuk l'isha he karayv l'davar issa. Since chibuk and nishuk that's also done is an act that's done in a romantic way, so therefore there's no that's why it calls it a dvar iser. Now see, translate dvar iser means the act. It may not be usher to them, but it's a dvar iser. It's an act that's generally a dvar iser. He adds that even though it says achos aviv hu adin achos imai, it says your sister, your father's sister, it means your mother's sister also. But Rambam says, the Rambam says just achais imai, and the Shulchan Aruch says just achais aviv. Obviously they used interchangeably. So Rav Shlomo Zalman in a shorter language also says that it's also, he says aval mishamakar esasam v'chayshit l'mashavis pigol shemenashi yirachim. Someone who knows will come to be a mashavis certainly can't do it. But otherwise, Dvar Isser means it's similar to an Isser Isser. So this is the Psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. Bottom line, they both say that it's Osir. However, I have to explain to you exactly why this has to be done correctly. I have an email exchange I had with somebody who teaches Halacha at one of the girls' schools. Apparently, one of the girls had called me about kissing a brother, and I believe I told her it's not an Isser Mamish, but it's not something we do. We don't do it. That's the way I answered her. And I didn't know that this was an argument in the Beis Yaakov she attends. This was ongoing, so she went to the halacha teacher and said, I called her Eisner, and he said, it's not us, sir. It's not a nice thing. So I got a letter. It doesn't matter, older or younger. Both over bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah. It doesn't matter if one of them is older, one of them is young. So he wrote to me for an email. It's long. That in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra Chafal of Zion, it says Ma'isa Tipshin Dvarisa Maguna B'Yaiser. This doesn't mean it's okay. I teach that it's Aser. Many have questioned this. Isser, especially since it says three Lashinus and not just Aser. Number one. Number two, he mentions Yeridea Bey Simikov Lamed Zayin Dugas Maisha. It's not the regular Isser of Laisikrivu, but rather it's an Isser of Harchaka. But he clearly calls it an Isser. Number three, even the Bach, who says it's a Zihirus, doesn't mean it's only a nice thing to do. I believe Rav Moshe's understanding the Bach that it's a harchaka. Number four, how can someone say Meguna B'yais is okay? The virus and my satipshim is okay. Number five, yes, many rabbanim, including Rav David Feinstein, Rav Hillel David, and many others, all agree the Shulchan Aruch means what it says. So, and then he writes in capital letters, am I wrong? So he writes to me. So, he's certainly correct. So I answered, I sensed that you addressed this in the Beis Yaakov. When I was asked the question, I was not aware that a teacher had addressed. That's why I wrote them. The Lemaisa, a person should not kiss his sister. Having said that, the language of Isser, teacher language of Isser, is difficult. See below, I brought this from Moshe from Shlomo Zalman. As you know, many people are not careful regarding this. Students at your school have relatives who, to our pain, ignore this. It's extremely dangerous to give any sense of equity to kissing sisters and other Yisurei Znos. If they're equally Aser, then being Mekel in one leads to being Mekel in the other. So it's extremely important to talk in the language of the Rambam, the language of Ramesh, of Shlomo Zalman, rather than paint it as a black and white Iser. That's what I wrote to him. I wrote, Asei Kachoch Masecha, you know, just my opinion. In other words, a person shouldn't do it, but to tell high school girls that it's Aser, the same way touching a boyfriend is Aser, is very dangerous, because they see that people around them are being makel on Chibur Kedusha Kachaisai, and if in their sense this is equal, it causes a kalus rather than a zahirus. So it has to be done with the same wisdom that the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, dealt with it, not to jumble it all together, but to deal with it in an appropriate way. It says Dvarissa for sure, but it's not the same Dvarissa. They write Lloyd Dvarissa Mamish, that they write. But, what should I say?
The daughter, the same thing?
What?
My daughter.
So we'll get to that next, end of the Sif. Yeah.
That's Chava with Nogea Be'eretz Hadas, the same thing. That's literature from Edis Kakolos.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's Hadas, right. Mm-hmm. If you had a Chumra, same is true with Sneas, when they write that, you know, a skirt has to be 3 inches below the knee or whatever it is. It's like inflation, you know, it goes up every couple of years. When you write a Lashon Isser, then it's very dangerous. You know, then covering the knee is also the same thing. Certain things are Aser, and certain things are proper behavior, and it's very, very tricky. So, be that as it may, Halacha L'Maaseh is not to do it. I'm only talking about painting a picture to people that it should be painted an appropriate picture.
When you say and sister, the mother, sister of the father, is that the same category as the in-law, sister-in-law?
In-law, no. In-laws are absolutely aser. All in-law relationships are totally aser, and there's no na'in nafshe shaladam mechamdasan. When the Yetzirah of Arayis was knocked out, it was knocked out for the blood of certain blood Arayis. But the in-laws are awesome. And then it's interesting, I think in that Igris Maisha, he mentions specifically, we're not talking about in-laws, we're talking about blood relatives.
Why
did he use three Lashinas? Why he chose to use the Lashinus, it's hard for me to go into the brain of the Rambam, but what we're understanding is that the Rambam didn't want to write Aser, like all Arayas, and nevertheless wanted to tell people to stay away from it. So to say something is tipshis in our generation, not so terrible to do. You do tipshis, you know. But once upon a time, like Amoritz used to be the biggest insult. You call him an Amoritz, you have to pay him in Baishas. But today, Amoritz is not so bad, you know. It's so tipshus today doesn't scare us. But I think the Rambam meant to tell people to stay away from it. I assume that's what he meant.
Why did Rambam say that? Thank God for people who were in college, but they had to invest
more than we I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know. The Rambam wrote the halacha. He didn't change it for the people.
I think it's including Dasa, but
Whatever the Rambam wrote, I don't think it was influenced by what people are doing. I mean, this is topic number one, the Chayse topic, which, as I said, is a very tricky topic, and the halacha l'maaseh is that it's aser. And a lot of people, especially B'nai Torah, who come from more modern Orthodox families and become frumer, they have the issue. And I've told some yeshiva light who have it, when your sister gets married, you know, until then they have a problem. Your sister gets married, say, okay, from now on, from now on you're an eshesish. That's it. It doesn't really make sense because they nafshu shalom chadasim, but it's an excuse to say, okay, not can. But all right, it's challenging for a lot of people, and number two is also challenging. What? It's in the Dibros Moshe, the first volume on Shabbos. The easiest way to find it, the pages there don't have the daf, so the page way to find just the page number Kuf Yud Tes. Okay, it's Ha'ara Peches on the first paragraph. Okay. Okay, next. The second topic is equally tough, and that's the next line, Yiftam Isotipshin. Shen Kraven La'erva Klau. A person is not supposed to go close to an erva at all. Ben Gedayla Ben Katana. It doesn't matter how old she is. Doesn't matter how old she is. What does that mean? That means if you have a niece, certainly also to you. At what age can't you put your niece on your lap? Like, oh, well, what age does it become aser? Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ben Gedayla Ben Ketana. It seems to be pretty clear that the Isser is at any age at all. And that's certainly what it sounds like. Now, earlier when it talked about a sister, it said, Achayse HaGedayla. The Isser of a sister, which is more kal. So the Shulchan Aruch said on the second line, says, Ayin Achayse HaGedayla, sounds like from age 13. But all other arayas, I guess that probably doesn't include achaisa. He just finished saying achaisa is not achaisa agdaila. Is ben gedaila ben ketana. Matter of fact, if you look in Chalkis Machayke Tess, he seems to say the age is 3 years old. Chalkis Machayke Tess ben gedaila ben ketana. Had the mechapkin menashkin achla achaisa ektana. Bas sholei shanim ein zel lechibas isser rak lechibas korva. Akol Hashem Shemayim. So he's answering the minig to do it. He means until three or at three. It's a hard language. I think he means until three.
Three in a day.
Something like that. He says there it's mutter because there's no taiva. There's no taiva either holder either. It's a little bit of a confusing idea.
You cross the street with a niece who's 4 or 5.
So we had spoken in the past about negiya shein eshalchiba. There are two types of negiya. There's a negiya that shows love or shows affection, and that's our discussion. A negiya shein eshalchiba, a negiya that's not meant to show affection, like a nurse drilling your tooth or getting change in the store, if it's a negiya she'ein eshalchiba, so we had said the shach holds its mutter. There is a machlekes rishonim, and the shach paskin that negiya she'ein eshalchiba is mutter. That's what we rely on. So holding a child's hand to cross the street could be is that way, but to show we're talking now about showing affection through hugging a young niece. So what it appears from here, from the page in the Shulchan Aruch, is that it's aser. It's not something that that the Yalom is naive. We seem to assume that until they get to an older age, now there might be a makar for that, because we're going to have in a moment a different age. We're going to get to Benam Bita, and the next part is going to be an age of, the context we'll get to in a minute, but there's an age of Achiyu Shadayim Nachaynai, that means until she develops a feminine body. Until she starts to develop as a woman, she starts to have breasts and beautiful hair. So until that stage, that's a different age, whatever age that is, certainly older than three. And that's a geder. We'll have it a minute. It's not a riot to hear, but there is a dispute between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish as follows. The Siman Ayin Hey Sif Aleph it talks about Kriya, saying Kriya Shema facing an Erva. We've discussed that if you're facing an Erva, meaning a Tefach B'Yisha Magula, somebody's on the train, somebody's in the street, and in front of him, even two blocks down, there's Mestam only what you can see, but even further down, there's an Erva, it's also say Devrei Torah. So you're not Mestakel B'Erva, but you're walking the street. It's very, very tricky. And you want to say Devrei Torah, you're coming to Shul, you want to say Karbanis on the way, you say Brachas on the way, you want to say something on the way. So one of the downsides of the warm weather is that there are people going in the street not properly covered. And it's usur. Even if you're not thinking to be mistakel or anything, you're sitting there and you're sitting in the bus and there's an erva opposite you, a tefach magula. So there's no question, it's usur to say Devrei Torah facing someone who has a tefach b'yisha magula. The what age does that start?
Saying, or
what's
that point?
Reading. Hearer is mutter. Hearer can get erev is mutter. Yeah, only dibur. Hearer is mutter. Only hearer is only us in a place that has tzaya. That the hearer is, but facing an erev, it's only
in the park,
it's only dibur.
So
what age does it begin? So the first bi'er halacha in Siman Ayin Hey Sif Aleph says from age 3, from 3 years old and on, it's also to make a bracha. Facing an erva, tefach magula ba'isha, which means if according to Mishnah Berurah, if you have a little girl comes to shul, she's 4 years old, she comes in to get candy from the candy man or to say hello to her father, grandfather. So I have a problem with the mechitza for a 4 year old girl, but if she's wearing short sleeves, it creates a problem. The Mishnah Berurah holds that you're not allowed to daven facing such a tefach b'yisha magula. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah.
Even if you're not mistakel.
Even if you're mistakel, as long as you're facing it, it's us. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. The Chazon Ish in Arachayim brings the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tezayin Eischez. He disagrees. He says that there's a klal that is the gufa erva, the mokem erva itself, which is we now say devrei Torah, and then there's the tefach b'yisha magula. It says tefach b'yisha magula is also because of facing it is also because of chashashis of improper thoughts, and since it's also because of chashashis of improper thoughts, so it shouldn't apply to 3 year old. It should be the age that it says later that Shadayim Nechainu Vesareya, when she starts to develop in a feminine way. So the Chazon Ish disagrees. Rav Moshe, I believe, also wanted Igros Moshe Nemzal for Pashtus, that it's an older age. And according to that, so there's a Chaluk Yedeyas. A person can be Machrish, you're Machrish like the Mishnah Berurah. It's hard. So there's what to rely on. Now, that's the din of saying Keneged such a woman. Saying the very Torah, Keneged a girl like that. Now, what about Chibuk Nishuk? What about singing? You're singing Zmiris, you're singing Happy Birthday. So the older girls, that's no them. They don't sing when the men are singing. If you have a 5 year old niece, she's singing along. She sings Zmiris along. What's the din by Zemer? The Zemer, well, the Mishnah Berurah would certainly seem to hold that it's a problem. But does the Chazon Ish mean to disagree even in such a case? So Rabbi Yashiv in the Tshuva and Chelek Gimel, I think it's Tshuva Yud, he names on like the Chazon Ish. It's funny, he doesn't mention Chazon Ish by name, but he names on that the Lakula, that's the same thing, that Zemer V'Isha is also out, the fact that it brings a person to thought about a feminine voice, and therefore you can go with the older age. What? By singing? What does turning away help? By a tefach you can turn away. By singing has nothing to do with turning away.
The pasuk is koila orev.
Koila orev.
So, I mean, is it a saying?
It has to.
In an age of that your beauty means something. Not as a young girl.
Okay, that's what the Chazon Ish is saying. Not a child where. She's a tomboy. She doesn't, you know, she doesn't, there's nothing feminine about her. Now, what age is that? So it depends who you ask. At what age does a woman develop as a woman? I mean, it's, I think biologically, a body doesn't develop till 10 or 11. I don't think there are changes till that age. You know, today, the ladies, especially in the fancier neighbors, they dress them up already when they're 6 or 7 with lipstick and you know, makeup, and they make their hair. Sarat Sameach means she has beautiful hair. So I guess if you patchka enough with a 8-year-old's hair, it could also look feminine. So I'm not sure what the age is. I would imagine it's somewhere in the area of at least 10, maybe 11. But I'm not certain. But Lamaisa, that's the kula. I assume, again, to answer those who are mekel, whether you should mekel in the first place, I don't know. But to answer the minig, certainly in America, to be mekel, and to take a 5-year-old niece and on your lap, is probably based on this cheshbon, that if it's aser because of leisigrimu, so it's not, it only applies at that age. I don't have a maramokim to show you it's mutter. It's a funny thing, the Shulchan Aruch says bein katana bein gadayla, but once the Chazanish says it by erva, Rabbi Yashiv says it by zemer, you have to look at Rabbi Yashiv, I think that's what he's saying, and then it should be true. The context of Rabbi Yashiv is talking about Achaisai, but that the context of the Shaila, this is like an afterthought to a Shai Tshuva about Achaisai, and I think his reasoning should apply to any girl before the age where the body develops. Alright, so we have two topics, sister and small children who are Arayais. With both of them, it seems like there are grounds to be machmir, and to a certain degree, the people are in our communities are mekel. Now we come to the third topic, which would seem to be safe. A daughter, anybody ever had a havamina of any surim by a daughter? So let's learn the Shulchan Aruch, and again, it becomes confusing as follows. Now, before I start, you have to know that in the world that was, there was a shortage of beds. In other words, the idea Chazal talk about sleeping in the same bed with a relative, it's not like today, it automatically means some improper behavior, but just there weren't, people didn't have big houses. They had one-room houses, and you know, they slept, certainly the boys slept to a mattress, so if you called it a mattress, whatever it was. You know, Chazal talk about the bed being hay. It talks about Shabbos, about the hay falling out of your mattress and pushing it back in. So we're talking about that type of society. And let's try to read the language and see what it says without our own bias. So the Mechaber talks about children. The Beishmo Yadal, it extends it to grandchildren. So first we'll do the Mechaber. Sefer it says, by Beishmo Yadal, by the Yadal, they're in the Shulchan Aruch. Chutz me'av lebitai u'me'im lebna, a father to his daughter and a mother to a son, that's not included in what we just said. Ketzad mutar ha'av lechabek bitai u'lenashka, a man is allowed to hug his daughter and to kiss her, v'lishayin ima b'kiruv basar, and to be sleeping in the same bed even if they're not dressed. Chena'im b'na Kozman Shehem Kitanim. Now this is the problem. The Kitash is two ways. It says Kozman Shehem Kitanim. It says this is mutter as long as they're Kitanim. What does that mean? Does it mean that once they're Gedalim, just sleeping is aser? Or does it mean that once they're Gedalim, even Chibuk HaNishuk is aser? So since it never dawned on any of us that chibuk nishuk to a daughter is an iser, so I guess we prefer to teach it that it's going on sleeping. And that would seem to follow, because the next line is higdilu. If a mother to a son or a father to his daughter, they became gedailim. V'nasa ben gadol v'bas gedailim, 12 and 13 years old. Ad shiyu shadayim nechayna v'saret sameach. Or a woman is when a body starts to develop, then ze yoshein biksusa vihishena biksusa. then they're still allowed to sleep in the same bed, but they have to be dressed. They have to wear pajamas. When a girl gets old enough that she's ashamed to stand in front of her father undressed, we'll talk about that in a minute, or she would accept a kiddushin, still a ketana, and you're marrying her off. An age where the father wouldn't stand in front of, the mother wouldn't stand in front of her son undressed. Abishen ketana, mishigia, lehikolei mohem, and yishenim imohem, ala biksusan. You only sleep with them, biksusan. So this last piece, which talks about different ages, it's all Lashon HaRambam. I think we would all assume that it's referring to sleeping in the bed together, which is of course more of an issue, and that chibuk hanishuk should be mutter no matter what. So halacha lemaisa, the Beis Shmuel in Tezvav, which is on the bottom of the page next to the last line, Baruch Hashem, he says this: Igdilu the nasa ben gadol hainu and igdilu asa lishem mikur basa. Of a chibuk v'nishuk mutter prisha. Baruch Hashem, it's an open kli halacha that igdilu everything is mutter except sleeping in a bed together. And the Chachma Sadam and Aruch Hashulchan both say the same thing. So there seems to be no area of any type of a geder of any type of an iser. Now, what's strange about this is that the Rambam himself, in the Pirush HaMishnayos, in Perek Zayin, this is Lashon HaRambam. As you said, it could be interpreted two ways. Depends where you put the comma. If Gedailah goes back to Chibuk V'Nishuk. I'm quoting to you from the Pirush HaRambam in the seventh parak of Sanhedrin, on the Mishnah of Elohein and the Skolim, which is talking about certain types of erva. The Rambam says, he talks about Nishikas hakroivim sheteva balei atayra loisis avelohem. These healthy people don't have taiva for an erva. Veine henemem ganachaisa yachesime yachesavi baspite baspinai shenasli sonu yad ma'id va'aser. So what he says over here, maguna, in the Mishpishim Shnai, says sonu yad ma'id va'aser, which is pretty much an identical language. Then he says, ein b'chala roya shia mutter ima b'kagayin zeh. There's no erva that's mutter to do these things, chibuk hanishuk, ella in bitay bilvad. Ki ha'ei muteres l'nashek l'benoa u'tishamesh bay ad sheyashlam shteyim esrei shana. This is tough. He says a mother is allowed to kiss her son v'tishamesh ima bay, and I guess use him, maim shamshim v'nashim. She's allowed to That's the Rambam says. A son, he doesn't even say 13, he says 12, it's a problem. I don't know what to do with this Rambam. You say we don't pass him like this. The Rambam says that from 9 years old, a man's not allowed to kiss his daughter. So it's very challenging. I saw Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, Rabbi Yosef's son, who has the Yalkut Yosef, say he writes that it's mutter, and he says, Nochem Lahachem, he writes such a Lashon, that the Rambam's Lashon, he calls the Pirush HaMishnayos, and the ambiguous language of this Rambam, and he uses a Lashon that it's Roy Lahachem, Tay Lahachem, I'm not sure, but it's Lamaisa, it's mutter. Be Shmuel, Chachmasal, Marachashon say it's mutter. But it's also, like I said, today we have these three confusing issues. Now, the Velt says, when your daughter gets married, have you ever heard such a thing? That when your daughter gets married, then the Chibuk HaNishuk should stop. That's what the Velt says. Is there a Makar? There is a Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Saita that says that way. In Hilchas Saita, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel.
Why?
Why? So Ramesh explains. Ramesh in the Gris Meisha in the Chelek Dalid Tshuva Samach Gimel. It's a very unusual tshuva. He says, what about a daughter that's married? So he says, he alludes back to a previous tshuva. If it's Moshe Chelik Aleph, Ebenezer Aleph Tshuva Samach, the second tshuva I'll get to later, he says, he explains why it should be Yasa, why the Mishnah left would Asa a married daughter. The idea of it is Asa, the taiva is no different. He says, we find that Chazal made Gezeris that people will think about in Yoni Tashmish. It says a man shouldn't go to the mikveh, to the Beis HaMerchitz with a father, or even with a father-in-law. Why? It's a man with a man. There's no way. He says, when you see a person undressed, you'll think about the fact that you came from him, or that your wife came from him. Chazal made a harchaka for thinking about in Yorei Tashmish, even where there's no taivas ha-tashmish. And that's what Rabbi Shah writes. And he writes that that would be a reason for the Mishnah Melech that Ta'aser Bitei Nesua. He doesn't say clearly that it's Aser, but he explains the Tzadiser. Now you have to point out, it did say Oisha Niskacha in the language of the Mechaber, which means if she got Kedushin, it's more Chomer, but it'd be the same Shiloh. Is Oisha Niskacha going on sleeping Bekirav Basar? Or is it going on everything? So Akoponim, the Moshe there writes that in later in the second shuv in the Gus Moshe Dalit Simon Samach Gimel, he writes, and like I said, it's a very unusual thing that even though I wrote in the previous shuv, he doesn't say which one. I assume he's referring to the one I mentioned. He says even though I wrote in the previous shuv Ta'aser by Bitoi and Bas Bitoi Nesua. But now he writes, it's more mistaver to be mekel, that the oishin niskacha only goes on sleeping together in a bed, but it doesn't go on chibuk and nishuk. And at the end he says, v'roi lahachmir. So it's very interesting. I don't care, remember any other time where Moshe wrote, even though I wrote in the previous tshuva one way, now I'm late the other way. So he says, in the earlier tshuva he wrote to Aser, and and the study just explained the Mishnah Melech, but he writes now it's narrowly to be Mekel, and the Oishin Niskacha goes purely on sleeping in a bed together, and Chivuk and Nishuk is Mutter, and he ends up Roy Lahachmer.
Paskin is different.
What?
Paskin is different category.
Paskin is. Oh, so I'll get to that in a minute. One second. Good. So this is what he says about a daughter.
Only Chivuk and Nishuk, but not dancing myself.
Well, mitzvah tans, you mean?
Yes.
So, I guess it's very hard to say there's no chiba by mitzvah tans. It's very, very difficult to say there's no chiba. I don't know. I mean, what the chassidim use a garpul, and by a daughter they don't use a garpul. All right. So, I try to tell you, mitzvah tans is, if it's a mitzvah, so it says in the Beis HaMikdash, we're not so chayshish for here. So when you're busy being Isaac in the Hale Gazachim, so who's thinking about the Hurim?
When
anybody
writes Achmir,
on a married daughter or granddaughter?
To kiss her?
Chibuk Kanishik.
And is there a Hale between Bahashia or not Bahashia?
I don't remember that it makes any such chilek. I think so. Yeah, okay. So as I told you, we have here topics that the Velt is Mekel, and there seem to be reasons to be Machmer. Achaisa is a strong reason to be Machmer. Ketanim, it's very difficult to understand the Tzad Chumra. It says, Ben Ketanim, Ben Gedayla. And by Bita, certainly the meaning is to be Mekel. The Paiskim are Mekel by Bita. It's not like Achaisa. The Beishmul, the Chachman, the Archashuch, these are the Paiskim we follow. They're all Mekel, they don't say Roy Lahachmir. But now, the most difficult Chumra of all is something to do with a granddaughter. The Beishmul in Yudalit talks about a granddaughter. I'll just read the beginning, it's a rather long Beishmul, but he says, Chutz me'av l'bitoi, kosabach, v'chakas v'chayka, kodim bas bitoi, mutter, granddaughter's mutter, dar of acha, the Harav Acha Isvei Bekanfei. Basbita. He took his granddaughter and put her and wrapped him in his clothing. So, a sister who's 3 years old, which I pointed out before. Mukharakashi has a kash on it, but he doesn't back off from the heter of Basbita. Now, so in the Grismaisha, it's a rather famous Grismaisha, the Chelak Aleph Tshuva Samach, he says only Basbita and not Bas Benai. He's machmir on a granddaughter, on a son's daughter. Those of us who are mostly sons, this is very, very nageya. A son's daughter, that he's machmir on that as well. What's the difference between a daughter's daughter and a son's daughter? The gabe, these things, there's no difference. He says, Ula, he's going to Shitasa. He says, it's the same tshuva in Aleph Samach. That you'll think of, you see a granddaughter, you'll think of your daughter-in-law. She looks like her. You think of a daughter-in-law who's in Issa Erva. If it's your daughter's daughter, it's different. The granddaughter, son's daughter is different. That's the that's Ramesh's Shita to be Machmir.
How far would this go?
You mean next generation?
No, what age?
So 1 second. So I just want to say Ramesh's Chumra, Lab Davka, that there are many Machmirim like him. It's interesting, I just had a call last week from one of the Talmidei Yeshiva who lives in Eretz Yisrael. Says someone's on a date, so he was trying to explain to the girl he was dating, he's a totally Israeli. But he tried to explain, we don't follow Rabbi Yosef's Chumras, we follow Ramosha. So I asked him, what do you mean you follow Ramosha? Which of Ramosha's Chumras do you follow? Ramosha, everyone knows Ramosha's coolest. Ramosha is not allowed to open containers on Shabbos, you open containers on Shabbos. Ramosha is not allowed to have a Shabbos clock, you have a Shabbos clock. Ramosha is not allowed to eat Lay's potato chips, right? He holds Bishalakim applies to potato chips. You're machmer on that. Well, in Israel, maybe they don't have so many Lay's potato chips. You know, Ramosha is machmer on a bunch of things. He has his chumras too. He's not, he's not straight coolers throughout. So someone says, oh, I follow Ramosha. I don't follow the Chazanish's chumras. That's fine. But you got to make up your mind. You know, you can't say, I follow Ramosha. If you're following all this kulis and zero chumris, it's all tough. Ramesh writes in about five places they should wear wool tzitzis, not cotton tzitzis. He writes it in every chelik arachayim. He has a tshuva where he writes it. And Aleph Beis and Gimel for sure, I think Dalit also. He has a tshuva which he writes. It's a tshuva about tzitzis of some other topic, and he writes, Ramesh should wear wool tzitzis. Why not do a mitzvah d'oraisa? Why are you doing a mitzvah d'rabbanan? He doesn't say you have to do it when you're playing basketball on a hot day, but he means when you're sitting in an air-conditioned Beis Medrash, why not be Mekayim HaDarayis? So why get into cotton, which might be a derubah? So Ramosha has plenty of chumras too. You don't have to keep all those chumras. Here, Ramosha is machmir Bas Binoy. He expresses sveikus about it in the beginning of the tshuva, but that's how he ends up. You could probably take the two, you don't have to machmir both chumras, to be machmir on a small child, which is a dispute, I'd be machmir on Bas Benoy when she's small. That much should be machmir, probably not. But otherwise, it's the whole thing is it's a very tricky, tricky thing. In today's world, where it's sort of being machmir someone else's cheshbon. You know, it's one thing you machmir for yourself, but you machmir someone else's cheshbon. Grandchildren want to have the affection of a grandparent. So it's a very tricky chumrah to take. Like Shabbos clocks is easier than Bas Benoy. And okay, but I said at the outset we're going to talk about four topics, which are all difficult topics today, which is achaisai and children, relatives or ketanim, and bitai, at least bitai have nesua, and Bas Benoy. These are all topics that are not fully clear, and I don't think there's a difference. It's interesting. In Issa Erva, a great grandchild is not an Erva. Even though I just say Avis, you ought to say testimony for a great grandchild. You ought to say testimony. Ad Khan Rachmeya Abal Aben is three generations, and the fourth generation there's no. There's no iser even say avis. It's a pelvic thing. If it's negeh to your child, you're saying about the great grandchild. It's going to get to the grandchild's money. That's something else. But straight to say this that a great grandchild, whatever it is, to chalim shiat nevela, give a malchus. So a great grandparent is kasher la'edus. There's no erva either. I mean, it's technically allowed to marry his great grandchildren.
Can we also talk about adopting daughters?
So adopting, we spoke about in the previous simanim about adopting an adopted child. It's an interesting thing. The main problem with adopting a child is their siyichud, which we're going to do next. Simon Chabez is a siyichud. The main problem is this siyichud. Rapam told me, he once came back from a simcha in Chicago, so he told me, he spoke to Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik there about the problems with adoptions. So he said, Rabbi Aaron said, yichud is a problem. You know, chibuk and nishuk, you can be a tzad kula. If you raise a child from a baby, that it's a matrimonial hug and kiss. But yichud is absolutely a diraisa. There's no svaris for loisikra v'lo svaris. But yichud is really the biggest problem. It's a major problem, especially if the father is close to the child. There's no heter by the beer. When a husband's in town, it's a heter for a woman to be miyachid, but not if Levi Gaspa, not someone that you have a close relationship with. Every time I say this, I remember the fellow in yeshiva who slept. He was from Detroit, and he was single, and his brother, married brother, he went to him for Shabbos. Problem was, a Shabbos morning, his married brother got up at 6 and went to shul, to Daf Yomi, went to the mikveh, and he, like all yeshiva boys, slept till 8:45 and went. I'd like to say to 9 o'clock minyan, but it could be slept at 8:45 and went to the 8:30 minyan. But so he asked me, is it a yichud problem? I said, is it a yichud problem? It's Baal Beer. I said, it's Levi Gaspa. He said, what's that? I said, you're friendly with her. He said, no problem. The Hasidus, she never talks to me. She never says hello to me. Levi Gaspa, the Geder, it says in the Baralach, is you would ask her for a favor. He said, she never talks to me. So he had the heter, so it's a Maila. When we had a girl staying by us, I was made sure not to have any type of close relationship with them. I mean, besides, anyway, it's not sinistic to have, but I just stayed away from them. It should be a heter there shouldn't be Surah Yuchan. There's always stuff for my wife anyway, but it didn't.
If you adopt a child at a young age, if the father adopts a young child below a certain age, that is.
The lemahalacha, the place can really answer the malamid tzchus. It's more of a limud tzchus. The same idea that there's no sense of tivus noshim to someone you raise from a baby and up. It's more of a matrimonial type of kiss, but it's very difficult to be meikel. I know ma'isa shahaya with somebody who was raised by women. He raised by biological parents. And he wanted, and the mother said, no, I was told it's us, sir. And he went to Gedalim for a heter, and nobody gave him. I
mean, there's a page, or there's...
It may be. Maybe as a cotton, a katana, maybe you have the heter, and we spoke about
it. What about a grandmother? Grandson to grandmother?
So I don't think there are any Gedalim. I think a grandmother's not... I think a grandmother went to everybody. There are no Isurim, a grandmother to grandson, to son or grandson. The only shayla is bas ben or by a man. That's
no,
the
not the reverse. But the child goes to the grandmother kiss everyone.
Yeah, right. So as far as I know, there's nobody else. So,
what about the orphanage house? They need some contact.
They need contact. So we tried that the women.
If I come to orphanage house and I see some.
Try to find boys to hug. Not girls.
Don't even.
The girls give candy.
If I understood, they need it. Don't do
that. You can give them candy and toys, because you have to try to find other ways. But not hugging. Okay. All right. So this brings us to the end of Simcha Chafal. Next week, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be out of town on Sunday. I hope to get either of Leib Williger or maybe of Daniel Kleinman to fill in. I tell them not to do too good a job. You're going to want them back. But maybe I'll ask them to give Avdom a shir to Hilchos Yichud. It'll be most interesting if they say things that get contradicted when I correct them later.